we started working together. What year was it that we started working together? 2002?
I was going to say, I think either 2002, 2003, somewhere in there, but probably, yeah, probably more like 2002.
And what made you, I know I was doing a little talk at PDXFX and you approached me after. What was it that you saw that made you approach me and inquire about working with me?
Well, I had seen over, as I had worked on my own networking and growing myself, I had seen many different people who purported to be life coaches, work coaches, team training, stuff like that. And I was interested in it, but it kind of always made me roll my eyes and think of the whole, fall back into my arms and trust me and that kind of thing. And I felt that my business was growing and changing, and I wanted to have some support in that area because I didn't know how to build a team, really, for a company. I knew how to build a project team, but not really a company's team, a small business team. And I, unfortunately, I can't remember the exact words, but there was a way when you presented at PDXFX that I related to. I think it was a no-nonsense, not touchy-feely way that you could help. It was a non-touchy-feely sort of way to build a team, yet you also seem to be cognizant of different personalities. And I don't know what it was that you said, but there was something specific that made me think you could deal with a lot of creative folks, which is what my company is, folks who are definitely different than more, technical or traditional corporate world. It's very much a different way of going about business, as in almost more like, for a team, it's more like an afterthought, the business side, when you're dealing with a creative company. But always aware of the business side, but maybe not loving the business side. So anyway, I knew that you could, I felt like I knew that you could relate to that type of person. I think it was really, to try and make that a little more succinct, it was that you presented yourself and the way you did business as being much more systematic yet relatable for non-business people. But it was not, it's going to be awesome, or we're all really going to feel our feelings, and it's going to be, we're really going to get to know each other on an emotional level, which is what always turned me off listening to other people talk. And you had it very much business-oriented, yet it wasn't overly stuffy.
Oh, that's great. And then when we started working together, how was it actually?
I was nervous at first because the way I was introducing you to my company was my business partner, Jamie, and I knew part of the work that we would need to do was between me and him, or I don't know if that's correct, between the two of us, and I wasn't sure how to introduce that. And I thought, though, that based on what had attracted me to you and the way you do business, I thought would be appealing to him also. And I was actually surprised at how well, even though Jamie and I are so different, how well each of us could relate to the way that you have us do work and try to attain goals and outcomes that you had set. And then I was happy with how it worked for our team as a whole, and also how that work really brought to light team members that were good for the team and team members that were ultimately not good for the team, and how that helped define what we need to have to be able to be a successful company.
That's great. I hear you often say that you have little things that I've said that you keep in your head. You don't have to say what those things are, but can you say something about the impact of the coaching? And I'm assuming that when you say those things stay in your head, that the coaching is with you longer than it is just in our sessions. So could you speak to that a little bit?
Sure. So I'm the type of person that does really well with tools. I'm very analytical the way I go about doing things, so I like to understand, study something, find the reasoning behind it, and then tools to make whatever that is the best it can be. So in my work with you, I feel like I've been given a lot of tools, and they're all based on a bunch of reasoning. I never feel like you say, this is what you need to do, and if you don't do this, then bad things will happen. It's always options, and there's always different ways to build the success. And you kind of lay out these tools and say, you can take this route and do this, and this is my guess is what the outcome is going to be, but it may not be if you do use these tools. And so I feel like I have options and tools, and I know what the intent, that by using those tools, I have an idea of what the outcome will be based on the knowledge gathering and the reasoning I have behind it. So for the way my brain processes things, I've been really happy with it, and I've been, again, surprised by how folks who are so different than me in my office, folks that are much more traditional creatives and who do better with visuals and who do better with not as analytical information, that they work well with those tools also. So it's been really broad-reaching.